Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Behnam Tabrizi's Going on Offense. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel a little called out?
Hi there, Sam. Oh, absolutely. The whole premise is that most of us spend our lives on defense, reacting to emails, putting out fires, doing what other people ask. And yeah, I saw myself on almost every page.
Right? I think the reason it hits so hard is that being reactive feels productive. You're busy, you're moving, you're answering things. But Tabrizi says that's a trap. You mistake activity for actual progress.
Exactly. And he makes this really clear distinction. Playing offense isn't about being aggressive or domineering. It's about intentionality. It's setting the agenda instead of letting the world set it for you.
The part that got me was the reactive loop. A stimulus comes in, an email, a problem, a criticism, and you just respond automatically. It's comfortable because you don't have to think, but it keeps you stuck.
Right. And the solution starts with just noticing it. He says audit your day and find those moments where you're on autopilot. Then create a pause, even a second, between the trigger and your response. That pause is where freedom lives.
Yeah, that tiny gap is everything. But even harder is the urgent versus important thing. Because the urgent screams at you, it's the ringing phone, the deadline someone else set. The important stuff whispers. It's the strategic project, the relationship, the health goal.
And that's why we default to the urgent. Tabrizi says you have to schedule. Offense blocks, non-negotiable time where you're unreachable and you only work on what matters most. It's like saying, my agenda comes first.
Which is terrifying to actually do. But he also talks about how to reframe problems. Defensive people see a problem as a threat. Offensive people see it as an opportunity. He calls it proactive problem finding. You go looking for bottlenecks before they blow up.
That's such a shift. Instead of waiting for trouble, you're diagnosing the system. And that puts you in control. You're no longer a passenger. You're the driver.
But the internal stuff is the biggest barrier, right? Fear of failure, need for approval. Playing offense means taking risks, saying no, proposing ideas that might get shot down. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and he's realistic about it. He says you have to separate your self-worth from any single outcome. Failure is just data. Fail fast, learn, iterate. That's the offensive mindset.
I also love the part about relationships. Defensive people use relationships for safety. They want approval. Offensive people use them for leverage and growth. They seek mentors who challenge them, not just validate them.
And it's not manipulative, it's mutual. You build a network of allies who help you execute your agenda, and you help them with theirs. It's generous, strategic networking.
There's a line that stuck with me. Don't confuse activity with impact. You can answer 100 emails and feel exhausted, but did you move the needle on anything that matters? Offense is about the few high leverage things.
Right. The 80/20 principle applied to your whole life. Ask yourself, what's the one thing I can do today that makes everything else easier or irrelevant? That question cuts through all the noise.
Tabrizi also doesn't sugarcoat the cost. Playing offense can be lonely. You'll disappoint people. You'll say no to social invites to work on your project. But he says the alternative is a life lived for others, quiet desperation.
And he emphasizes that this isn't a one-time switch. You need regular reflection. Schedule time to step back and ask, am I still playing offense? What reactive loops have I fallen into? It's a practice.
The thing I'm taking away is that the power to change my life is in the next decision I make. It's not about some grand future plan. It's choosing to pause before reacting, to prioritize the important, to take ownership right now.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So ultimately, Going on offense is a reminder that life isn't something that happens to you, it's something you happen to.
Take the wheel.
We'll see you in the next one.